Hi, you mob. We here at the Sovereign Podcast would like to acknowledge the Whadjuk Noongar people, family, children and elders past and present on the land on which we meet today, Whadjuk Noongar Boodja.
It's a privilege to be standing on Noongar country and we should all be proud to call Boorloo and the surrounding waters of the Derwal Yerrigan our home.
This podcast is like our baby, our sister, your sister, hopefully.
Ooh, I feel like I'm falling in love with you every day. I feel like.
Chill out.
I'm telling you, mob. When I first met IJ, like, we took hours.
Kaya, and welcome to the Sovereign Podcast,
a show made by sister girls for sister girls, as well as any other mob and beautiful people who may relate.
We come to you from Boorloo as two First Nations women from the outer regions of WA, with so many stories of home and navigating our lives here in the city.
Central to our show is our black lens and perspective, which comes from our lived experience as black girls in today's society. On the Sovereign Podcast, we will talk about topics that stretch from First Nations affairs to beauty and fashion, navigating university, relationships, life in your 20s, and everything else in between.
We hope that through this podcast, you learn, laugh, and feel the love, comfort, and sisterhood we are bringing to you with every episode. So stay tuned.
Hey,
you mob! It's IJ.
And Sha.
And welcome back
to the Sovereign Podcast.
That just took us so long. We've been out of the studio that long. It took us like five goes to say the introduction.
It has been a long time since we've been in here. It's been like almost a month. Oh, it's been a month.
That's long to us.
No, it's been over a month. No, it's been a long time.
I don't even remember the last episode. Yeah.
No, I don't. I remember we did a wrap up, but the episodes come out later than we actually record them. So it's probably been over a month since we've been in the studio. So,
oh my gosh, the big red room.
The big red room. Girl, it is so good to see you.
It is.
How are you? How were your holidays?
They were good.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Woo! Whoop, whoop. There's no Happy New Year song.
I was just going to sing one. Make us
woo! Woo! Insert that like clapping sound.
Yes, insert clapping sound.
Happy New Year. 2024. I spent the first week of 2024 laying poolside in my backyard in Broome, tanning. I'm so brown right now. Like anyone, I'm just going to take a bunch of photos now and just use them for the rest of the year because after like April or May, I turn like white because there's no sun. Vitamin D deficiency. She's serving pale. So I'm just going to use photos from January, February for the entire year.
IJ stocked up on her photos.
Literally. No changing haircuts. No, nothing like that.
Mm-hmm. Taking for continuity.
Period.
As you should. Well, my 2024, because this is like the third week of 2024. Yeah. What has 2024, and I'm not going to lie, it was so anticlimactic at the start. I felt like I spent my New Year's Eve out, you know, in the city.
I saw that. I was surprised.
Oh, girl, where are you? Why? Oh, wait, because I don't go out. I don't go out. It's not me. It's not a me thing. So, New Year's Eve, and then it was me and my friends, and then the countdown happened, obviously, and then
you just stare at each other like...
Happy New Year, and then we went home.
Yeah, exactly.
That was literally it.
I actually saw a rising...
Anticlimactic.
Yeah, I saw a rising number of comments on, like, socials this year being like, New Year's Eve is the most, like, overrated thing to celebrate. And I'm like, I guess, like, it's fun celebrating it's a new year, but, yeah, it is so anticlimactic. And I've heard people that have even travelled to New York to see the ball drop and ball drops, and they're just like,
okay, what now?
Okay.
Like, yeah, what now?
You wake up on the 1st and life is the same as yesterday.
It has not changed a single bit. I agree with you. It's been quite anticlimactic. But other than that, though, I guess we've been busy, busy gals.
Yes. I feel like January is laced with crack. Like,
yeah, it is, though.
Like, you know, there's that January air where everyone's passionate about, you know, changing things up, fulfilling these resolutions, like having this, like, newfound energy. That will probably fizzle out in a couple months. But, like, I'm riding that wave right now because I'm, like, I have this, like, 10-page folder.
Oh, my gosh.
Of all different things printed out to do on my Sunday resets. So, like, my meal prepping, my goal tracking, my reading tracking, my weekly plan. I have a Google Calendar, a physical diary, and a physical calendar, and I'm just trying to, like, make sure those are all in sync with each other.
Utilizing your resources.
Period. Like, I'm just on that January, like, high.
She's on the high.
Check
she's
in with
grind.
Me in, like, 2 months. I will be not on a high, I'm sure. But I'm just, like, riding this wave right now. We're both in our corporate era at the moment.
Yes. Which
because,
is interesting.
Yeah, you're a graduated girl and I changed jobs.
You've done changed jobs. But you're still technically like starting fresh.
Yeah.
Somewhere else.
It's painful, guys.
Yeah,
9 to 5
corporate?
Is painful.
Girl, I'll tell you what, I've been in corporate since 2021 and it has been.
Do you feel old? Do you feel aged?
Girl, you always bring my age up. And, like, I just want to tell you, I'm still, guys, I'm 21 and I'm proud, okay? But, no, shut up. I feel like corporate is. Oh.
Let me say this.
I can't
begin
to put into words.
2 weeks experience, you know, everyone might crap on people for sitting at desks instead of doing, like, hard labor. You know, that we're not working with tradies here. But by God, do those people have, like, stamina?
Yeah.
9 to 5, man, I'm getting tired. By the time it's, like, 2 or 3 p.m., I still have, like, 2 hours left. And I've just been sitting at a desk for so many hours. I have to walk and go,
exactly.
Like, get water to, like, refresh
my
brain.
Yeah, that's actually so true. I was going to say the same thing. I was like, because you're stagnant at a desk for 8 hours. It's, like, it's different to then, for example, we've both worked, like, minimum wage jobs where it requires us to, like, check the time every 3 minutes. Like, oh, my God, I have 1 hour left.
I'm going to
go busy myself doing this and that. But then when you're in a corporate environment, it's like, okay.
Can't escape the computer.
You can't escape it. And then also on top of that, I think work just keeps loading itself.
Oh,
and
my
so
God.
It sucks. It's a very, it's, like, such a torturous space. But, I mean, I'm not saying I'm not grateful. I enjoy it. My corporate job, I have my manager who's an amazing, he's amazing. Like, he's like my second dad. Like, he makes the funniest jokes. He's like, I don't know, he talks to me about cricket. Girl, I don't know crap about cricket.
Oh, it's so boring.
We're going to get into our ins and outs for 2024 this episode, by the way.
Cricket is out. Cricket was never out.
No,
it
but
was never
also,
in.
Also, my stupid case of people pleasing needs to go because my manager was like, oh, yeah, like, I just watched cricket over the weekend. And I was like, okay, you know what? Like, this is when I first started this job. And I was like, okay, I need to make a good impression.
Bye.
If I tell him I watch cricket too, maybe we'll have something in common. I don't know. Sue me. So I was like, oh, really? How was it? And then he was like, oh, yeah, nah, like, Australia won the World Cup, and I'm just so sad. I'm like, oh, yeah, I saw that. And,
Charlene.
Like, I was like, oh, my God. Like, I was so devastated. I really wanted India to win. And when, what's his name? There's a cricket player. Apparently he went, I saw this on news in the morning, bear in mind. I did not know crap all about cricket. But I saw that he walked off because he got out from a wicket. Don't know what that means. I can't tell you what runs are,
neither.
What bowls are. I can't. Cricket's the most boring sport in the world. But he got out and then apparently it was a whole thing and Indians were devastated and blah, 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 blah. And so I was just talking to him about that. And then he was like, oh, so tell me your favorite team. What did I
gasp.
Say?
Gasp.
I don't even know this team is in cricket. I said South Africa with my whole chest.
Ask me anything. I have goosebumps.
I'm sorry for doing this to you today.
Girl.
But it's like I had to. And then he looked at me and he was like, oh, they're the underdogs. They're pretty good. I was like, wait, all right, I'm saved.
The hole that you're digging for yourself,
I know.
Though.
And then the other day he asked me, he's like, oh, did you watch the game last week? Pakistan versus New Zealand.
Shush.
And then I was like, yeah, New Zealand won. I didn't know New Zealand.
The game that you are playing here with
I'm annoying like that, but it's just like he's hilarious. He's a second dad. I have to have like a yarns with him. And then I work with another coworker of mine and she's amazing. And it just feels like a happy family doing the same job. It's kind of fun, but it's also kind of like, again, it's the whole,
oh my God, I'm stuck at a desk
for
so many hours.
I'm getting there. I mean, we talked about in the employment episode the trade-off of working 9 to 5, working really hard, but you get, like, kind of, like, benefits as such.
Exactly.
Well, like, my boss pays for outings and food and stuff like that,
but then
the work is, like...
You look so traumatized.
Sorry, guys, just for people that can't see. Yeah, I literally just paused.
She was just staring at
I had flashbacks. I had flashbacks of my hours staring at a computer at Excel spreadsheets. Flashbacks. Oh, my
That's
word.
That's hilarious. You know what's funny, though? When we're sitting at these desks, do you, like, sometimes feel like spicing it up?
Like, I feel like I add, like, a plant or, like, I spent the entire day printing something off and sticking it up,
making
a values chart. That actually helps if you're stuck at your desk. Just, like, busy yourself by, like, I don't know, decorating your space.
Yeah, that's
but,
very
I don't know.
True.
I know what you mean. It's like, how do you... Do you know how there's a science department at high school and then there's the English department, and when you walk past the science maths department, every teacher's depressed, and then we go into the English and history department.
Drama.
Every teacher's wearing like the floral skirts and it's happy.
I feel we're
like
maths and science.
Corporate is the maths and science.
We are maths and science.
Yeah. No, 100%. But anyway.
I do slay in corporate pants. That's one thing.
Oh, yeah, true. As long as you look good wearing your corporate fits every day, that's all that matters. Now that you remind me, I think a lot of my clothes have holes in them. So I need to... And I wear the same corporate fit, but different font.
Me too.
Do you know what I mean?
It's the same shape, but it's different colors.
Different colors.
Maybe I'll put in a different fabric. Maybe
exactly.
I'll put some nice earrings on.
Exactly. Maybe I...
Yeah.
It just depends. But other than that, it's always the same thing. And I'm like, okay, I need to spice up my wardrobe. Yeah, we blessed in the West, no doubt. North to the South, all we're about
is keeping all the mob together. We stay on forever because we want it better. Say now. Today's episode is our ins and outs for 2024, and we were on a meeting today, and is her name Heather?
Oh, yes, her name's Heather.
This lady named Heather said that her office has agreed that ins and outs are in and New Year's resolutions are out.
100%.
And I agree with that. I agree with that so much.
Who does New Year's resolutions anymore?
Okay, well, maybe I did. I mean, my goals for 2024.
I'm saying
that it's not.
Okay, I don't think resolutions to me are like, they, goals are something you implement over time.
Yeah.
Resolutions are literally like, I don't know, they're like
Band-Aid. Like, I'm going to fix my life because today is January 1.
Yeah. It's like,
Miss girl, no, please.
Like, be for real. I was sitting under the table. New Year's Eve.
Eating grapes.
No, I wasn't. My New Year's resolution is not to...
Yeah, true.
Anyways, we are going to go over our ins and outs for 2024. We thought this episode will just be a fun little... We'll start the year off nicely. I feel like we still have a lot of plans coming up for Sovereign. We have amazing guests lined up. Don't stress everyone. We're not making any promises, but, like, we do have amazing guests lined up.
Yeah, you will have to just hear our voices.
Exactly. So it's going to be a fun year, and I'm so excited. But obviously, if we're going to do the first episode, we want to start nice and fresh and just, like, something that I feel like I would listen to if I'm starting the new year off.
True.
With a podcast. So we're going to list our ins and outs for 2024.
Cool.
Ida, do you want to start off with your first in?
Okay, one of my first ins is, capsule wardrobe. It's been in for some people. It's been in for me. It's in for me this year, and I've been, you don't know what a capsule wardrobe is?
What's a capsule wardrobe?
Let me tell the people at home. Let me tell you.
I'm so dumb. I'm sorry.
A capsule wardrobe is a focus on having a wardrobe that is full of staple pieces that are interchangeable so that you have, less clothes, more outfits, more sustainable, less, fast turnover of heaps of clothes, more, long-term owned clothes, staple pieces of clothing, you know?
So you're telling me, white shirts and...
Yeah. And, buy, pants. One, solid pair of denim jeans or, you know, have sneakers that go with everything or I've, invested in this brand that has lots of, this kind of fabric. I don't know how to explain.
Ooh.
What is this? It's kind of a viscosity, elastic polyester shirt. I've got a bunch of these.
What material?
Just think of tight fit, soft clothes. I've got them in lots of colors, and therefore a lot of things are interchangeable.
And you can't sweat in them.
Yeah, it's a focus on sustainability, good quality products, and investing your money in those so you have them for a long time instead of just kind of following trends and then having to redo your wardrobe all the time because trends obviously pass. Mm-hmm. So capsule wardrobe is in for me. I've been building mine for a while.
I love that. I'm going to add that to my ins, actually. I'm going to start. Whatever you say, I'm just
when you look at your wardrobe with a capsule wardrobe in mind, oh my god, it's so easy to cut things.
I reckon my wardrobe's overpacked all my days.
Yeah, me too.
I opened it to find a white bloody shirt, and then I had to take out everything just to look for one shirt.
Yeah, oh my god,
and that's
me too.
I feel like a capsule wardrobe would fix all my problems. I'm not gonna lie. Well, my first in, we're gonna start off really fashiony, I guess. I don't know. Nail polish.
I was
never a nail polish girly, right? I wasn't. Sorry, don't look at my nails now. This is 2 weeks old, I did my own French tips with nude nail polish and white nail polish.
That takes skill.
It actually took a lot of... Yeah. Oh, there we go. It took a lot
of... That looks beautiful.
Thank you, sis. So I've realized over time that I don't wear nail... I have nail polish stocked up.
Me too.
That we expires.
We all do.
You know when the nail polish gets like weird and gooey and stuff?
Yeah, the lid doesn't open because like the old like nail polish has stuck it.
So I realized I have like lots and lots of nail polish. I was cleaning out, I think like my... it's always in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Underneath the sink in like the
in
corner.
A weird like bag that you've gotten from...
Yeah, like
you know,
a makeup bag. Yeah. That like, I don't know, from like years and years ago. And so I was like, damn, I have so many of these. Yeah. So I feel like instead of... I don't do my nails anyway. I don't wear acrylics or anything because I'm just so scared about them. But I was growing out my nails for the longest, taking my vitamins and stuff. And I was like, why don't I just utilize my nail polish and my own nails?
It's so good. And it adds to your outfits.
It does.
It's like a nice little like accessory almost.
It is. I'll do yours if you
want. I know.
Want.
Oh my God. Slay. Well, I was actually influenced because I don't know if you saw at the end of last year, there was that trend of like the... burgundy red
the
nails.
Burgundy dark red. Oh, I love
I got
them.
Influenced and I loved it.
I think I saw them on your...
I got...
Yeah.
Probably, but I got nail polish and having short nails because I used to be a French tip acrylic girl.
Oh, yeah.
But they kept breaking. It's so much better. You can still, like, do everything you need to do. You have, like, a cute, like, accessory to your outfit. It makes you look a bit more put together.
It does.
It's fun.
And
I agree.
But, like, even stocking up on your basic colours, like the burgundy red, mm-hmm. the white, the nude,
black.
The black. It's so freaking cute. And there's so many amazing brands that you can actually buy cute nail polish from.
Yeah. And I'm sure if you take your time, you could learn to do like
cool little nail
designs
art.
And stuff.
Yeah. And
it's
like stencils and stuff. It's cute to even do on a Sunday when you, again, a Sunday reset thing. Stop, like,
speaking of Sunday reset, I want to say this and I don't want to sound like a, what is it, like an old record or whatever. Because
broken record.
Broken, whatever it is. I was sick of hearing about this thing right now that I'm going to say. I was sick of hearing about it because I was like, dumb, silly, stupid, get it out. I don't care about that. And now I've started it and I am addicted.
What is it?
Meal prepping.
Oh, yeah.
It's because the gym girlies ruined it for me. They made it a whole like protein carbs gym thing. Oh, and like, I was just like, I don't care about that. But I'm not doing it for like any fitness weight loss goal. I'm doing it for like organization, money, time, cleanliness of my house because I don't have to cook something new every night.
Mm.
I'm addicted.
You love
it? I actually don't mind eating the same thing, you know, five times a week. My shopping list was so tiny. I saved so much money.
Good.
It's so I'm an indecisive person. So to have the food already chosen for me, like, saves me a lot of issues. I can't speak more highly of it.
Meal prep.
It means that I, like, eat at work and uni because the food's already, like, comes with me. Mm-hmm. I don't go out and buy stuff when I'm in the city all the time as well.
Mm-hmm.
Praise meal prepping, man.
Praise
the
meal
the
prepping.
Gym people were actually onto something. They just branded it wrong. But now that I'm, like, just doing it for convenience, please, I urge you all to do it.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with you. It's also very therapeutic to just cook in your kitchen.
Yeah, and you just have to do it once.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Instead of cooking every single night.
Exactly.
The girls who live alone, no.
True, God. Okay. Was that your in?
Yeah.
My in, oh my God, my one is a bit broad actually. BIPOC women. I'm talking about my Indigenous girlies. That's a 2024 in. I mean,
in?
I mean, everything.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say that like a question. I didn't mean that. No, I didn't mean that.
But
way.
Like everything got to do with Black Indigenous women.
Yes.
Black women on radio, Indigenous women on radio, on magazines, on stages, on TV. Everywhere, like decolonial baddies, we've been having a rough year. Us BIPOC women have had it rough in the past year. Let's start overtaking the system, guys.
I love that.
You're not guys, girls.
To the point where it becomes that, like, it's not the token or, like, 100%. The one, you know, Aboriginal podcast or Aboriginal model or whatever it is. You're just a model. There's so many of us that it's, like,
100%.
Normalized.
Exactly. I want everything got to do with BIPOC women this year. I don't care. Mm. Like, I'm just sick of... Just, like, I feel like we just... This is our resurgence.
Oh, I love.
In a very, like, just everywhere. I want to see us everywhere.
A passing thought I had today as well was that, like, 2024 feels like a year for Black excellence, especially in academics. Like, I just get this vibe.
Me too.
Because I know so many young First Nations people that are graduating degrees, that are, like, doing great work in educational and academic spaces. And I'm like, this is the year of Black academics.
Black academics. That's amazing. I love that.
Another in for me, fostering female friendships.
Yes, I had that written down actually. Friendships and developing and expanding more on them. That is a very, that's very interesting how you put the same thing down actually.
I feel like it's important. Like romanticizing your life is one thing. That's something you said even last year. But like fostering your female friendships as well and like doing fun things, romanticizing the time that you're having and doing like, you know, pretty things, not for photos, but for memories for and memories. Enjoyment.
It's girlhood.
It is. It is. And that doesn't stop when you're not a teenager anymore.
It doesn't. You should still, like, see your friends for ice cream and still see your friends for, like, just any inconvenience.
I know. And my friends always ask for sleepovers.
That's actually so cute.
I know.
No, last night my friends all left at 1 a.m. And, like, they literally, all we did was sit in the car. We read, okay, we read...
Oh my God.
Smutty books. Because, like, listen. It's not like that, not like that. We were, like, confused why some books of, like, why TikTok books have, like, such a massive grab on these,
young adult YA.
So we were reading it and we were just laughing because we were, like, we're doing it in different accents, reading it in different accents. It's just fun. It's fun.
That is so funny.
And also on top of that, even, like, again, it's about creating those memories, those core memories. And I've totally been more inclined towards fostering my female friendship. Mm-hmm. So that's actually so true. I love how that's an in. And we both wrote it down.
Okay, do you have any more ins that we need to mention?
Well, I have, like, basic ones. I'm just going to quickly say. I have, like, I want to read more poetry, basically. I feel like poetry should be in. Discovering my niche, like, my makeup looks. Like, I want to change up my little makeup looks. I want to change up how I do things. Again, not succumbing to, like, trends or anything. Recording. I mean, recording as in I found my old cameras. And
oh, I thought you were going to release a single girl.
Oh,
I was
single.
So excited.
Oh, yeah. Guys, it's coming out in spring 2024. It's
EP.
Called EP.
It's called Really Good Time.
Yeah, it's called Really Good Time, guys. Oh, my days. Anyways, but yeah, like, I found my old camcorder and I'm just recording memories. I'm taking it everywhere with me now. I didn't bring it. Obviously, not bringing it to work because what the hell am I going to record? Like, let's be
sad
real.
Plants.
Yeah, me looking out the window. Sad music on top. But anyways.
The office coffee machine.
Yes, office coffee machine, creating like a compilation, a montage of me just walking around and acting like I'm in a new environment. But anyways, that's my ins done. What about you?
Like you said about not conforming to trends, dressing how you want is one of my ins.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people shouldn't be considered alternative for dressing how they want and not subscribing to, like, very popular trends.
Mm-hmm.
That's not alternative, girl. That's just being yourself. Like, just dress how you want to dress and be happy with that and be creative. You know what I mean? I love it when people dress how they really want to dress. And it's, like, stuff I would never have paired together or things that, like, I didn't expect, but it just, like, works for people. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Express yourself through how you dress.
Express yourself. I agree with that. That is beautiful.
Early mornings is an in for me this year. Oh. I've been doing Pilates at 6 in the morning, so I've got to leave home at like 5:30, and I love it. The world is asleep, and I love it. Putting my head down is my mantra for the year. My word is action, but like the whole like just like grind mindset, but non-toxic is in for me.
Mm.
Like we're on a steam roll, like getting things done. And my last in is reading because I'm not a big reader. I know you two are big readers, but like I'm like slow as a snail and I just have so many books and I don't read them. But my goal is to read 15 books this year and I'm going to do it.
Yes, that's amazing. I'm so excited to see what books you read. Have you thought of like a reading list?
Yeah, I've got a whole bookshelf of books that I buy and I don't read the books.
It's a good year.
I don't read the books, so they're there. I don't even need to buy any more. Watch me go and buy more, but like I don't need to buy more.
Toxic trait buying
literally.
Books I don't need. What a place to be. Living in the middle of the hills and the sea. It's so rude to me that I get to chase my dream. My friends and my family, I mean. Outs. All right. Ugh. Yeah, Danny was like, ugh.
Do you have any like lighthearted ones?
Oh, poof. Can I say my first out?
Go on.
Australia Day. Whoever freaking celebrates it, it just needs to be out. Australia just needs to be out this year, period. And it is approaching, and we're just going to briefly touch on that. It's, disgusting. It's just, puts a bad taste in my mouth. It needs to go. It needs to leave. It needs to leave. Even though we've been fighting, saying the same thing every freaking year, it is exhausting asking for the same thing, the bare minimum. But it's just, it's like, please, if it's on your agenda for the year.
Well, I was chatting with someone today and they were like, why are especially white people so pressed about the date changing? Like, it's just a date. No matter what date it is, you're going to get the public holiday. Like, why are they so pressed about it? And I was like, and also the person said, I know that they're not, like, actively celebrating genocide or all these things. And I'm like, what they are celebrating is the start of their life of privilege in Australia, if that makes sense. Like, in a way, that is what they're celebrating. They're celebrating their life that was granted to them in this country that, you know, provided them with good things. All these good things they say that Australia gave me. It's like, well, yeah, that's what you're celebrating. But do you understand that that was at the expense of others in a really harsh way?
Exactly.
So I kind of like said that's, I think that's why they get so hung up about it, despite it not being fair. Like, that's what they're so proud about, like their big privileged life, even though it was at the expense of literal lives and culture and all these things we know. And they're just creatures of habit, it seems, because it's just a date.
It's literally just a date.
You know what I mean? So
going through this, like going on my Instagram and unfollowing people that I see do things on the day, I'm like, yeah, that's my
even
favorite,
more
favorite
so. Thing to do. Even more so, I get more fed up. There are people that are outward, like, I'm going to celebrate, I don't care, rah, rah, rah. Yeah, I know what kind of person you are. There are people, though, that, like, are very performative.
Yeah.
Or, like, they'll try, like, you know, be like, oh, I know it's a hard day, but, like, I'm still having a barbecue, like, with my friends, and we're going to drink at the park. And I'm like,
be for real.
Just be outward about it. Just be outward so I know your stance on it. Because you're putting, like, a change the date thing on your story, and then you're still, like, drunk with your family in your pool on the 26th.
You're still treating it like just another day. Like, I feel like that's what I freaking
a lot was. Of people, they're like, oh, we, you know, we're doing X, Y, and Z, but, like, we're not celebrating. And I'm like, sounds like you're having a party to me.
Yeah,
literally. Sounds like you're having an unlabeled party to me.
Literally.
So, make it make sense.
Make it make sense. And they're still pressed about it till this day. But anyways.
Yeah, that's been out. I don't know when that's been in.
Never. But for some people, it's definitely an in. I know that.
All I know is I saw, like, videos of news outlets interviewing people on the streets on their thoughts about it, and there are old people who have educated themselves and come to realize why it's not something to celebrate. And, you know, if those people that have been around since, even alive in times where First Nations people were actively segregated, and they can now grow and understand why it's wrong, there's no excuse for, like, anyone below the age of, like, 80.
Exactly.
No reason.
Let's be real, guys. Let's be for real. Anyways, IJ, what's an out you have written down?
This is so unserious considering what we just said. And I don't mean to hate on absolutely anybody that is in this, but for me, I'm out with crossbody bags. I think why it's out for me is because once one brand did it, every brand under the sun did it. And everywhere you went, there was these cross, you know, this little like square. I've got two. Exactly. But I'm just like, I need to change it up. I say that because I got a gift voucher for Myers for Christmas and I went and bought a different looking bag.
Ooh, nice.
And it's completely changed how my outfits look. And I just think, like, I'm more saying I'm inclined to try different shaped, odd looking things instead of my crossbody bags that I've been wearing for like 3 years.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
I love that. That's actually a very good point you made, because I feel like crossbody bags as well. Yeah, they're very, they go with anything. Like, let's be for real. They go with anything.
They're very convenient.
Very convenient
as
well.
I love having it.
But also, like, yeah, it's 2024, guys. Let's
try something new.
Try something new. I bought this for $4.
I love that $4 so much. Op shop?
At the op shop.
Wow, that is a steal.
It is a steal. And I was like, it's going to be a cute little, like, bag. I can't
love
work.
That. That's like a...
It fits everything.
For people. That's
honestly,
like, very deep.
It's very
brownish,
deep.
Blackish, leather, but it's got a wavy little
shape. So it's not just like a standard black bag.
Probably like the size
cute.
Of an A5 paper.
A5 paper. But
A4,
it's still,
A5.
Yeah, it's. Thanks for describing it.
Sorry.
For people.
The people don't know.
People don't
I'm
know.
I'm helping you guys out.
No, but like bags like that, like you, I mean, do you like big bags?
Yeah, because I carry so much stuff.
Yeah,
but
right?
In saying that, I'm that girl in the nightclub bathroom. Someone's like, does anyone have Listerine strips? I'm like, yup.
I gotcha.
Perfume, yup. Deodorant, yup. You want full size or mini? Chewing gum.
Both.
I'm there. Look, I've got everything.
Love it.
Don't worry about the bag size. I'll still have everything.
I love that though. Look at her. Okay, so my second out is using like in every sentence.
If that was a crime, you and I are going to jail.
Oh, no, not you, I feel like, because I was listening to past episodes. Guys, I did it. I conquered my fear. But I just wanted to see what I can change about my tone of voice, how I speak, blah, blah, blah. Just like a, what's the word? Diction. It's a diction thing. Yeah. So, not addiction. Diction. Like speech. It's an addiction thing. I noticed I say like to describe everything. I'll be like, yeah, like, yeah. So, like, you know that thing, like, it's, you know, like, yeah, that, like, that is just annoying. It's annoying. I wanted to fight myself because I was like, listening to myself, I was like, I'm getting rid of the word like from my vocabulary and substituting it for silence, because I've noticed that I say like when I'm trying to describe something.
Or you're
when
buffering.
When I'm buffering, when I can't think of the word I'm thinking of. So I just use the word like when I should really just be taking time to think of the word that comes to the top of my head, pausing, and maybe not using the word like too much.
I think it's because it's conversational. Like, if I was 100%. Going to a job interview, I would stop, pause, think of what I have to say, and, like, say it succinctly. Oh, 100%. But because we're just yarning, like, happens all the time.
All the time, and it's not our fault. But I just think I have... Oh, no, it was actually kind of embarrassing. I was in a very important meeting, and someone just asked me a simple question about what I do. I kept using the word like. I was like, oh yeah, like this, you know, like that, like it's just really unprofessional sometimes, and I've noticed this. It's really polluted my speech, even when I'm in like when I'm yarning with you. When I'm yarning with you, it's fine, but it's just gotten to the point where I'm be yarning with Big Boss or something.
Oh my god,
I'm not yarning. I can't That's be funny. Yarning with you.
Yeah. I bust out. Do you watch RuPaul's Drag Race?
No, I haven't, but I've been meaning to. Why?
I'm, like, next level addict, guys.
Tell me.
Anyways, there's this...
I've been watching Dubai Bling.
Oh, I need to get into that.
I need to get into RuPaul.
There's this very famous beef between these two queens, Bianca Del Rio and Trinity Taylor. No, not Trinity Taylor. Another Trinity that I've forgotten the name of. Anyway, they're, like, beefing, and Bianca goes... This just reminds me of what you said to the boss when they asked you, what do you do as your job? She goes, what do you do successfully? And the girl sits there and she's like, and she goes, quickly. And it's like iconic.
I love that.
And the way that she sat there and she was like, what do you do successfully?
Gagged.
Girl, you're on a competition show and you don't know what you do successfully.
Exactly.
You lost.
Gagged. She lost it already. That's actually so funny. I need to get into that.
Oh my God.
What's another out for you?
An out for me is, okay, this is a broad comment. I've heard some people saying clean girl aesthetic is out. But I don't agree with that. But what I do agree with being out is like skinny, white, blonde girl aesthetic, aesthetic. That's what I don't like.
Oh.
Like, not, I don't know why I'm crapping on the blondes, but it just, you know what I mean?
No, because that's how it's usually on your own TikTok if you search it.
They're like,
yeah.
Size 6 to 8, clean girl. Like, clean girl aesthetic is for everyone. And clean girl aesthetic is like really just having a succinct aesthetic and you know, feeling presentable and taking the time and effort to put energy into yourself and look really fresh and you know, cool and cute.
But also, clean girl aesthetic, the clean girl aesthetic, I'm using quotation marks, it actually stemmed from a lot of South Asian Mexican cultures.
Yeah.
Which, like, the girls growing up, their parents, I mean, I don't know, I wouldn't classify, I mean, I would, but I don't know. I grew up having my hair slicked back.
Yeah.
Because I had really wavy, curly, crazy hair. My mum would take a water bottle. Like, not a water bottle. Like, what's it called? The spray bottles. She'd spray my hair. And I used to cry because she would tug my hair. And she'd always put oils in my hair as well. Like, at school, people would... I don't know. Brown girls can remember. Almond oil just stinks. And I remember going to school and my mum would put almond oil in just to slick my hair back. And it just lost. But, like, almond oil smells beautiful to me. But to white people, they don't. They don't like anything that doesn't smell like
vanilla.
And, but anyways, I was just like, it was just, it's stemmed from a lot of brown cultures, like the oils, even like, what else is part of the clean girl aesthetic?
Oh, but you know what? It also kind of stemmed from like, colored people having to look more presentable.
That
too. You know what I mean? That as well. And that's not really acknowledged when we see it as a trend.
Exactly.
But what, so I'm like all for it. I've like same, my hair's always been slick back. We've always just had that kind of like look to us growing up to look, you know, quote unquote, more presentable.
More presentable.
I just don't agree with when people kind of like gatekeep it as if it's just for really tiny, you know, not to be rude, like generic looking kind of, not much diversity in the kind of people that are showing the aesthetic when they do like, they're like get ready with me or whatever. And I'm like, it's for everyone.
It's for everyone. It's not just for one particular group.
That's what's kind of out. And like, I hate when I look on brands, Instagrams and stuff, and they use the same 2-3 models that are absolutely psycho body. Like I could never achieve that naturally. I ordered clothes from them, regrets, because obviously I was bummed out when I did not look like them, but it's actually not possible without a knife and a surgeon.
It's actually so crazy. I was on a website. I'm not, obviously you can't say what website it is. I was
Brand is bad for it though.
Yeah, that brand, look at, like there's a brand, right? Australian brand. Is it Australian? Yeah, it is. But you just go on their website, all the models look the bloody same. It's like the same body type. And I'm not saying like the same, it's not even a normal, like no body type. I'm not saying no body type is abnormal, but it's a particular body type.
Very difficult to achieve.
Very difficult to achieve. Yeah. And it's just like, I was just noticing it and I was gagged. I was like,
oh my God. I don't know if you know what I'm referring to. Do you know that brand everyone makes fun of their pictures on their website because the models don't even wear the clothes sometimes? They'll just model like holding the jeans or something. And so people are like, what did the jeans look like on the person? We need a reference. And the person's like sitting on the floor with like the jeans over their shoulder. And everyone's like,
are you showing off the product? Is that the product? Let's be for real. No, that's hilarious. But I agree with that clean girl aesthetic out. My one is pretty, another one is just overconsumption. We spoke about
so
this.
So true.
Clothes, books.
Living beyond your means.
Living beyond my means. Trying to be more minimalistic. I just hate having like too
clutter.
Many things. Clutter, like overconsumption, not good for money.
No.
It's not good for anything. I want to try saving this year anyways. For holidays, for like trips and, you know, fun times, going to concerts, blah, blah, blah. Like, I want to have a good savings account and I can't overconsume if I'm in that, can't overconsume if I want to achieve that. So that's just a basic out. Just quickly, bed rotting. I'm taking that out. It's beautiful. I love the art of bed rotting. It is beautiful. All my days. You should, guys. No, seriously. I was just laying on my bed and my thoughts just wash all over my body and I'm happy and I'm on my phone and I can just have a nice little moment on TikTok without anyone disturbing me. And the next thing I know, it's bloody 12. It's 12 p.m. and I'm not out of bed. So I think bed rotting has to go because it literally takes up all my day. I'll be up at 6 a.m. I could just get out of bed, I don't know, do something productive, have breakfast. No, I'm bed rotting until like 12. I need like on my off days, not every day. But I think that's only because I'm overworking myself anyways.
Probably.
Sometimes work gets too much, but how I need to, you know, once it becomes a habit, you can't go back to how it was before. So I'm going to try again. Not bed rot.
My equivalent of bed rotting is, I want to call it like passive thinking.
Oh, I love that.
No, it's not good.
No,
I sit on the couch for like hours, and I'm staring off into the window or something with all my to-do list or my thoughts just passing through there, and it just like goes nowhere. It goes nowhere. That's why I'm actually glad I have uni and work, because I have places to be.
Yeah.
Because if I don't, I won't even go on my phone. I'll sit on my couch and just like look around, but like I'm thinking of things and time is passing, babe. Like time isn't pausing while I'm sitting here and
thinking. You're just in your mind.
Exactly. And you know what? I have the thought every single time I have days like this where I'm thinking all the time. I think, girl, what if this was your last day? You damn spent it staring off into space.
Oh, she said
That's what I always come to at the end of the day. I think, well, that was a waste of a day.
That was a waste of a day.
If you die tomorrow,
yeah.
What a way to go out. What a way to go.
That's it.
So,
done.
Yeah.
Gone for. My sister diagnosed me with something and it kind of freaked me out. She was like, Charlene, I think you have maladaptive daydreaming disorder. What the hell? Yeah, search it up, guys.
She's like, Google doctor.
No, wait. Like, I have it here because I went through a rabbit hole. I mean, I already have ADHD. So whenever I'm like down a rabbit hole, it's me hyperfixated. But it is basically, do you want to say what it is, Danny? Do you want to tell us,
ominous voice?
I just looked it up. I didn't even know this was a real thing. Maladaptive daydreaming is a mental health issue that causes a person to lose themselves in complex daydreams.
Stop.
Daydreams are usually a coping mechanism for other mental health conditions.
Oh, no, look.
She read you with that.
It wasn't.
I feel like that would come into mental health conditions like anxiety because you're overthinking, creating scenarios that don't exist.
Yeah, I spoke about it with my therapist afterwards and there were definitely signs there. Sometimes I go days, as you mentioned. I don't know, passive thinking was kind of giving me the same vibe. I'm not going to lie, AJ. But I can sit in my room. I have a tennis ball because I used to play tennis. I was an avid tennis player. But like just the I just daydream of bouncing a ball on my wall. And what? I do this for hours and hours on my off days. And then my sister was like, Shah, you really need to like get that sorted because it's annoying. And also because sometimes I can't disturb you when you do it. It's weird. And like sometimes when I'm having a bad day, I just want to, when I'm in my head, I just release it by doing, I don't know. Sorry, I sound mentally ill to everyone right now, but I did talk about it with my therapist and we're trying to find ways to like get rid of that. And it is part of my bed rotting because sometimes I would just get out of bed and just stare off into space and just daydream. But anyways, not me diagnosing myself this episode, but how about your other outs?
Okay, my last out is chaos.
Ooh, nice.
Because last year was a chaotic year for me. Chaotic in so many ways. Like I explain it as standing up and then the wave just hits you again and then you stand up and the wave hits you again. And then like another wave's coming and you're like drowning. It was complete and utter chaos. It was a chaotic year, man.
Wait, why am I laughing? Sorry.
Seriously? She laughs in the face of chaos.
No, it's just, why do you look like that?
What?
Chaos. It's just everywhere.
Stop. I'm trying
I'm sorry. No, it's definitely serious.
I'm trying to paint a picture of my year. It was chaotic. It was scary. It was dramatic. It was no end.
No end, yeah.
The pain was never ending. Even the podcast was chaos. There was just laughing and nothing productive.
I know. But I will say one thing, though. I love how you have actually put that as an out for this year because chaos freaks you up.
It does.
Once you're in it, you're not out.
People rely on you. You need to get assignments done. You need to go to work. Yeah. The world still moves. And if you can actively try and avoid chaotic situations, people, energy, do it. I'm done with it. Please. I'm putting my head down and working this year, working towards my degree, doing good at my job, having a good life, stable group of friends, stable life.
Mm-hmm.
No chaos. No people flowing in and out. No drama. Llama, no.
None of that.
And in doing that, I hope I attract an energy of stability so that I don't, like, you know, have car crashes and house problems. And, like, I literally.
God forbid.
That's my life. It was so chaotic. Everything that could go wrong went wrong.
Every week, something new.
Period.
Every day, something new.
Seriously. That year could have been a case study for me.
So you could just literally take this year and wind down.
I just want to do nothing.
Yeah, don't.
If life is full of nothing, I've achieved something. Stuff chaos. She's done. She's out. She's kicked out. She's not one of the girls anymore. She's
like
gone. Bye. None of this 2020 for the plot. None of that. Close your mouth, Charlene. 2020 for the good grades.
Yes. Oh, there we go. Woo! That's a good way to do it.
Bye.
I still think that 2024, the character development, that's just me.
Okay, I agree
Maybe
with that.
Maybe not for the plot, the character development. Because I feel like it's my world and it's our world. People are just living in it. Like, that
extras.
Energy. Yeah, take that energy. And also, that chaos thing you just mentioned, I'm like, damn. There's a lot of healing I have to do to just get rid of chaotic situations in my life. But so far, what do you think? So far, so good, 2024?
Yeah. Actively seek the peace. Get that chaos away from me. Get out my face. Swat it like a mosquito.
Exactly.
I don't want it.
Exactly. I love that. I love that. Yeah, your boy, he had to put the city on the map. Boorooloo, my sister girl, you know exactly where it's at. Okay, now we're up to my favorite segment.
Guess what it is? I bet you can't even guess.
Sovereignty.
She's dancing. Like she's got invisible maracas in her hands.
No, the energy was not there, IJ.
Sorry. Sovereignty.
Sovereignty.
Woohoo.
We got sovereignty, guys.
Sipping my tea. Sovereignty.
Sovereignty. Get it? Haha. It's a segment on our show that we do at the end of every episode where we delve into our tea for the week ahead. So we've got our thoughts, our energy, and our affirmations. I got it!
The look on Danny's face.
Pat on my back. Danny was so excited for me. Yes. So that's what we do. It's just a good way for us to have a mental health check-ins because we are all about that on the Sovereign Podcast. We are. So, IJ, have you thought of yours prior to coming as same?
A lot of the time we raw dog the tease, guys. Let's be honest. Sometimes it's on our schedule and our plans. Sometimes I don't even know what's going to come out my mouth. But, you know, it's good to get it out. Chat with your friends.
Yes.
Raw dog girl Sovereign tease. Write in your journals today.
Yes, write in your journals after this episode.
What are my thoughts? My thoughts are... Girl, mind empty.
No thoughts.
That's not good, actually. That's so contradictory to the whole, like, plan that I just told everyone in the ins and outs. I think my thoughts are... Charlene, do it, please.
Oh, she put me under the bus.
My head's actually empty.
Her battery needs to charge.
Corporate Dom Bruin. Head empty.
You did come back from uni?
Yeah, just then.
Yeah, so you're definitely still in the... Oh, my God, you're back at uni.
I'm taking this unit called Statutory Interpretation.
Ugh!
Bruv. The sign said, like, no vehicles at park. And she goes, well, what's a vehicle? Well, what's the park? And we keep going and going and going and going. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Vehicle. What's a vehicle? Car. A machine.
Okay.
This. Whatever.
What it's is like, my thought?
You have to dissect. Ugh, I hate statutory interpretation. Anyways.
My thoughts. Guys, I have no thoughts this week. I actually have no thoughts. My life is so unchaotic. And so planned out, I have no thoughts. I have nothing to say about this.
Well, let's rephrase. Not your thoughts, but what's your plan for the week ahead?
Oh, tea. I've got work.
Yeah.
I've got uni.
Yeah.
I've got Pilates.
Yeah.
And yoga.
Yeah.
And Invasion Day rally.
Oh, yes.
Seeing my mum and my sister and meal prepping for the new week.
Love that. See
that's
how
my plan.
See that? I love that. Oh my god! Lovely thoughts. Lovely thoughts.
So my energy is summer. My energy is summer. I want to enjoy the summer vibe. I want to go to the beach. I want to get up early. I want to use up this sun while it's still around. Because when I'm in winter, I will be sad that I took it for granted. I'm in a summer energy. I'm still in my happy bubble energy. I'm still in my life hasn't fully kicked in energy. Mm. We're still in summer.
I love
my energy. My affirmation. I should really think of these prior. My affirmation is...
We are always willing to let you buffer.
Like. My affirmation for the week
Just think
is...
of a Bible quote. No, sorry. You know what, though? The reason I brought up the Bible quote thing is because I was on TikTok and I saw this TikTok and it's like, oh, men should affirm what they tattoo on themselves, and most of them are Bible quotes. They say stuff like, I'm capable of all things. I'm worthy. I'm this and this. But, like, anyways, sorry. That was a side note. Side note, don't include that.
My quote is, ew, cringe, live life to the fullest. Bye! Bye! Bye!
No, but, like, that's beautiful, though. Come on. Live, love,
move on to your tea.
Okay. Well, I like yours. I don't know why you're hating. So my thoughts for the week ahead. I think I have a very jam-packed social week and I'm just not looking forward to it at all. I'm not looking forward to it at all.
If you see Charlene this week, she didn't want to see you.
No, literally, me and IJ were in a meeting. Me and IJ were in a business meeting this morning and I was out of it. I was out of it.
What is it, the passive daydreaming?
It was the passive maladaptive daydreaming. Did you actually notice that?
Her hands were like crossed and she was like staring at the ground and I was like, yeah, we've lost her.
And IJ was like speaking on behalf of me. Like they would.
Yeah, we're all good.
And she was like, trying to make me included. Stop. And she was the bubbly one. And she was like not bubbly, but like you were just like there. You're like being active and like answering their questions. And they'd be like, what about you, Charlie? And I'd just be like, yeah.
Whatever she said.
Anyways, I feel like I scared some people in that meeting. I have a social week and I'm just not looking forward to it because I just get really drained easily. I've noticed that. That's just me as a person. I get drained when I'm social for a long time. It's like when you're sitting with your friends and then someone's social battery drains and you just want to go home. That's literally me, but that's me every time I'm in a social setting. With people I don't know, that's the thing. It's a social thing with people I don't know. It just gets exhausting. My energy for that, though, in particular, for my week ahead, is to just go easy on myself, maybe, like, maybe be more honest. I have not been honest in my excuses recently. I know that's really sounds really bad. I just sound like a liar. I'm lying about cricket, and now I just have a toxic trait of lying. No, but I've just been making up excuses for everything. Like, if I'm not looking forward to something, I'm like, oh yeah, you know, just got back pain and I kind of want to go home. I'm like not real enough, and I just need to be more real with other people and myself. Not with my friends. Like, I'm honest with you. I can say I have like a toothache and not, you know what I mean? But like, with other people, I just cannot be bothered. So I'm going to put more energy into just being open and honest and say, hey, look, I'm not feeling up to this and I just don't want to do it, you know? So that's very, it can be really draining sometimes. So I need to put more energy towards grounding myself. My affirmation is the wait will be worth it. It is kind of cringe to say, but the wait will be worth it because there are a few things that, you know, when you're just anticipating for something big to happen.
Yeah.
And it just has not happened. And you're just like waiting and waiting. And like, it feels like I'm impatient all the time. But I just need to remind myself the wait will be worth it. And it's going to be a good year. We're going to kick off the year with positive energy, positive light. And whatever comes our way is going to be worth it. So I need to really implement
it's worth
that.
The wait.
Exactly.
I love that.
Thanks, sis.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to the first episode of 2024.
Yes,
Season
2 of the Sovereign Podcast. We are so excited for what the year will bring for all of us. And, yeah, it was good seeing you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a great week, everyone.
Yeah, see everyone.
Bye.
You've been listening to Sovereign, a new RTRFM podcast by Sister Girls for Sister Girls, as well as any other mob and beautiful people that may relate.
I'm Charlene.
And I'm IJ.
And Sovereign would not be possible without the help and support of our team.
Big love to photographer Cole Baxter for our beautiful cover photo.
Music is Summertime Flow by Noongar Whangai rapper Joshua Eggington and Tani Walker. Sovereign is produced by Charlene Baloch and IJ McKenna.
Our artwork is by my sis, Lavinia Nijalia McKenna.
Our executive producer is Daniel Raphael.
This podcast was created and recorded at RTRFM on Wajak Noongar Boodja. We pay our respects to elders past and present. This land was never ceded.